This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. There have been unconfirmed reports of tornadoes on the ground in Brunswick, Bladen, and Columbus counties throughout the day as Hurricane Elena's remnants push through. Firefighters are working to clean multiple area roadways of trees that have fallen down during the storm. Several hundred people have been without power throughout the day. Multiple power outages are being reported. The bulk of this system is battering the western part of North Carolina. Some localized flooding is anticipated around here, but nothing like what they're looking at out west, folks. 29 inches of rain in some mountain communities. Now, at Lake Waccamaw today, a number of loose boats were spotted drifting across the lake after breaking their moorings in the storm. Several piers were also damaged. Now, officials have asked that you do not call 911 for power outages, but only for true emergencies where a person's life or property is endangered. West Columbus High School will not have its makeup game with Sand Hills tonight. West Columbus will hold its state fundraiser on Tuesday. It was delayed due to today's storms. The weather pushed back other football games to last night as well. Whiteville trounced Heidi Trask 54-0. South Columbus downed the Pender Patriots 21-16. And the battle of the Eastern Beasts, East Columbus versus East Bladen, was pushed back to Monday. Tonight's events at Maze Craze at Galloway Farms have been canceled. The Sheriff's Office National Night Out event has also been canceled and will not be rescheduled this year. By the way, voter registration ends October 11th for the November 5th election. In-person early voting begins October 17th. Remember, you must present an acceptable form of ID when casting or returning a ballot this year, as well as if you're going to register. Free voter IDs are available at the Board of Elections office. Southeastern Community College officially opened its new $375,000 greenhouse on Wednesday. The greenhouse was paid for through the North Carolina Tobacco Trust Fund. It will be the centerpiece of ongoing efforts to modernize agribusiness education in the county. Now, residents who are still dealing with damage from last week's tropical cyclone, remember that? You're asked to call emergency services at 910-640-6610. You can select option 4 and find out what resources are available for storm victims here in Columbus County. And folks, I was talking with some relief workers earlier this week, and there really is a lot available. So don't try to go through it alone if you don't have to. Milk Before Meat and Transformation Church, we've got a big day planned at the Veterans Memorial Park tomorrow. The inaugural Faith in Motion Car and Tractor Show, along with the Praise Celebration. Everything starts off at 11 a.m. with the show. Entry fee is $25 for your vehicle. Trophies will be awarded at 3 p.m. Spectators get in for free. There will be food, entertainment, and family activities all day long. The second annual Night of Praise starts at 5:30. The Ox and Downs will be the special musical guest. There'll be praise teams from four area churches and several special speakers. There'll also be a bake sale and a baked goods auction. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.